next month we'll see the 10-year anniversary of the devastating Boxing Day tsunami that claimed nearly a quarter of a million lives. The natural disaster and the human tragedy that unfolded stunned the world. Joining us this morning is Rob Forkin, who was on holiday with his family in Sri Lanka when the tsunami hit, and it changed his life forever. He survived along with his two brothers and sister, but their parents did not. After ending up orphans themselves, Rob and his brother Paul founded a charity, and they plan to mark the anniversary of the tragedy by opening a children's home in Goa. Let's remind ourselves of the news reports covering those terrible events from 10 years ago.
Good evening. More than 11,000 people are now thought to have been killed in southern Asia after an undersea earthquake sent enormous waves rolling across the Indian Ocean.
Tens of millions of tons of water, unthinkably powerful, are driven onto shores across the Indian Ocean. The waves started at speeds of as much as 500 miles an hour. Nothing and no one can stand against them.
It's struggling to deal with the catastrophe caused by the earthquake and the tsunami it created. Across the region, 80,000 people are dead. At least 22,000 of them were killed here in Sri Lanka.
As the water gushed through, it filled the room with water and I was almost drowned. And I just stood there and prayed.
Incredible, listening to those reports again. Rob joins us on the line this morning. Rob, good morning to you.
Morning there, Joe.
I mean, you've put all this together and this incredible story for your family in this book, Tsunami Kids, the journey from survival to success. I mean, first of all, can I ask you, hearing the news reports and thinking back, I mean, it is hard to believe that we're talking like 10 years ago now already.
The 10 years has certainly kind of flown by, and seeing the news report, something, to be honest, I didn't actually see at the time, because we were in it, so we didn't really see any of that. And then again, kind of when we came back, we chose not to kind of watch any of it. So it's kind of, crazy to think that we're 10 years on from there now.
Have you at any point gone back and watched any of it, or is that something that you've still decided not to do?
Here and there, we've kind of seen, things on it, but not a huge amount. No, admittedly, having our book out there now, obviously, there's a lot of fascination around our story and kind of the journey that we've been on. But, anyone that would read that would see the incredible upbringing we had, kind of being pulled out of school at 13 and 11 in terms of myself and Paul, who obviously I run Gandhi's with. People would see that kind of, we've had a really unique journey. And then obviously, some of it, highs and lows and the tragedy of the tsunami. But here we are kind of with Gandhi's trying to do something positive, and we're building our first kids campus in Sri Lanka this Christmas. So that's kind of the journey we've been on. So we kind of sometimes don't think too much about the past. It's more about kind of what we're doing with the future.
It's a fantastic idea and a fantastic way to mark this anniversary and what you're trying to do. And I promise we definitely will get to it and talk about it. But I'm really curious, Paul and Rob, in terms of whenever you get to the position when you're there. I mean, do you have much recollection of, I assume you're on this lovely holiday and everything's fantastic. And the days leading up to it, I mean, do you have memories of what it was? Just a normal holiday, I assume, and then all of a sudden, things just dramatically change. Well, I mean, what's it like when you're in that position, totally unexpected, and you are in the eye of this most horrific storm?
To be caught in it is not great for at all, and something obviously can't really describe, and that was kind of one of the reasons we did the book as such, is because we could just put it down into words how we saw it, and then people can kind of take that themselves, but that was it's not something that you can kind of just really explain. It was, you know, well, you know, kind of in a few seconds sort of thing.
Those moments when you're fighting for your life, you know, you're clinging onto a roof, you know, I mean, the thoughts at that moment, it must be just the worst place ever that you could possibly be mentally.
And physically. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, the situation we're in. And, you know, there's lots of people, you know, in the world that are put in, you know, in horrendous situations. And it's just a case of, you know, you've got to try and survive. And then from there, you've got to try and rebuild. And that's kind of what we do.
So what happened in the immediate aftermath of the storm when you're looking around at the devastation and you're realising that you're one of the lucky ones that's managed to survive this?
Well, you know, it was just a case of, you know, you need to reunite with our younger brothers and sisters, and we did that. And then it was a case of, you know, need to get them to safety. So
how long did that take before you were reunited?
Kind of a day. Well, some I was reunited with immediately, and then younger sister later on in the day. But, you know, that, you know, from there, then it was a case of knowing that, you know, they needed to get to safety, and they were kind of in a fragile state. So, you know, took it upon ourselves to get them back to the national airport. So we hitchhiked kind of from the bottom of the country back up to the top, because there was only one kind of national airport. And then we found our way back to the UK.
And at what point, or how long did it take before you realised that actually your parents hadn't survived?
At the time, didn't think about it. You know, because you're just focusing on trying to get, you know, keep your, you know, be positive to get your younger brother and sister home.
Because you're 17, so all of a sudden you're taking on that sort of father figure stroke big brother role.
At the time, you know, you wouldn't want to, jeopardize their kind of mental state. So, you know, it was a case of, just try and stay strong and get home, really. And that's what we did.
Turning this terrible tragedy, catastrophe, 10 years later into something that you want to be so positive. And the enterprise you've mentioned, you've referred to it already, Gandhi's. And you've got a lot of high-profile support for this, Rob, as well. You know, Sir Richard Branson, he supported this. And you know, he says, well, he's humbled that you've turned this personal tragedy into something so positive. Why do you think this has captured the imagination?
I think, it's the fighting spirit that we've kind of shown, and overcoming, you know, adversity, and, you know, facing all that we faced, to now try and to do something positive. And
tell us about these flip-flops.
that's something that we enjoy, and obviously we lived in flip-flops traveling around the world, and it was something that we felt, you know, everybody wears them all around the world. And, you know, it's a sustainable way of, you know, we love kind of, you know, artistic stuff and design. So, you know, we could use our energy and put time into that. And, you know, if people wanted to buy them, they could. And then, you know, we could do good from that. And that's kind of what we chose to do. And
how many have you sold?
A couple of hundred thousand now. So
amazing.
And it's kind of growing, quickly. So, you know, it's an exciting time with that. Lots of hard work, lots more to do with it. But
this is how you've helped raise the money to fund the opening of the children's home in Goa. Is that right?
Yeah, indeed. So in Sri Lanka.
Sorry, in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
So the enterprise as well, I gather, was funded a teacher as well and a nurse in India for a year, and you've managed to get school supplies for over 100 kids in Asia.
That was kind of in our first summer when we were in our bedroom, kind of with the idea. We managed to sell pairs, and obviously then we were able to do that. And last year we went back to Sri Lanka and we funded children's home for the next 3 years. We did a collaboration with Accessorize, and we designed, you know, some really cool pairs for them. And And yeah, we went back there for the first time last year, and we funded the children's home there. So it's kind of, you know, just a continuous thing that we'll, you know, hopefully as we continue to grow, and we'll just try and do as much as we, you know, as we can. It's what we kind of are passionate about, and you know, the values that our parents taught us traveling, and that's kind of the vision that we've got, is to, you know, sell our flip-flops around the world, and then obviously, you know, hopefully build more kids campuses all around the world.
Rob, what was it like the first time you went back?
Obviously that was, you know, a big ask of us, and you know, it was, you know, emotionally kind of very, obviously very hard, but you know, we wrote a post on our Facebook wall about going back there, and within 12 hours we had, you know, a million views, and it just went completely viral, and all the messages of support kind of, you know, that kind of gave us the courage to kind of keep doing what we're doing. So you know, it's things like that that kind of motivate us to, you know, to do what we're doing. And and then again, even kind of, you know, with what we're doing with the book, you know, that all of this is obviously in there, but seeing how people have responded to our journey and kind of all that we've kind of faced in life and what we're doing is, you know, again, is obviously, you know, encouraging for us.
And just one final one, is this going to be more significant? Will you have different feelings because it's the 10th anniversary, or is all of it for you just so good in the way that you're able to turn the what was a terrible experience into such a positive to help so many people?
Well, yeah, but you know, this time we're going back, and we're helping a community of, you know, 400, you know, and all the children. So to kind of be doing that, and you know, a couple of years ago just be in our bedroom with an idea, to now kind of be doing that, you know, is extremely uplifting, and it's kind of, it is the 10-year anniversary, but for us it's kind of, you know, we've had to deal with it every day for the last 10 years. So just because it's not kind of been in the media as such, we've still been, you know, doing what we've been doing and trying to rebuild our lives. And it's not, you know, one particular day that we think, oh, you know, should be any different from any other, really. That's, you know, we just try to move, you know, try to do something positive and something that we think our parents would be proud of.
Rob, lovely to talk to you this morning, and I'm sure the listeners will keep an eye out for all those flip-flops and the book if they want to pick up on more of the incredible story. Tsunami Kids is the name of the book, Our Journey from Survival to Success, and good luck with the journey back on that 10-year anniversary and the opening of that children's home in Goa.